The Joseph in each of us doesn't want much at all. We just want a place to work, a place to provide us with the freedom we crave, the freedom from someone else's control. We just want a business of our own. As we've also seen throughout this book, the kind of freedom the Joseph in you craves is unfortunately most often an illusion. It doesn't truly exist. The kind of freedom that Joseph craves stifles us, inhibits us, and controls us even worse than when we were working for someone else. It creates a demand upon us to create the income that a job at least assures us. It adds another worry, a payroll that the boss had to worry about, not you. But now you're the boss, and the freedom that we all believe a small business of our own creates does not happen on its own. Like all freedom, it depends on you. It requires you to change your behavior from that of an employee to that of an entrepreneur. The entrepreneur is psychologically far afield from the employee in you. He doesn't want freedom because he already has it. He doesn't create a small business to be free. He creates a small business to express the freedom he already possesses. The entrepreneur is a free soul in a seemingly unfree world. Not that the world is truly unfree. The entrepreneur never thinks of it that way. But the world in which most of us live behaves through controls because without those controls, it can't do what it needs to do. It needs to set the rules that we live by. Until we elect to create our own world. The world Joseph lives in, the Joseph in you, controls what Joseph can do or can't do, but only because it needs to. The problem in Joseph is that he resents the controls, but is unwilling to question what role his behavior plays in them. The controls are there because Joseph hasn't evolved to the point where he understands them, the reason for them, and the importance of them. As a result, Joseph rebels, taking his need to be in control of himself and creating a job for himself, where he believes there is no longer any need for controls. That's what becoming his own boss means to Joseph. No controls. Or even worse, that Joseph, now on his own, is free of controls. Joseph has failed to understand that the controls that inhibited him in the job that he had nothing to do with him. When he leaves that job, when he goes out on his own, he fails to put in place the controls that are absolutely essential in a business of his own. And because he fails to put in place the controls his business needs, it most often runs out of control. And so does Joseph.